Chinese government will not allow that, nor will it allow changing TikTok's algorithm.
And now to New York City. CBS's Meg Oliver has the latest on the intense manhunt after this week's brazen attack.
Our sources tell us that authorities have a name for that person of interest that possibly murdered UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Now, they are working on the name to confirm it right now, to release it to the public. This comes just 24 hours after those new pictures came out, the first clear image of the person of interest.
Also in New York, where a judge has told a deadlocked jury in the subway chokehold case to keep deliberating. CBS New York's Doug Williams.
We, the jury, request instructions as we are unable to come to a unanimous vote on count one. That is the charge of manslaughter in the second degree. It's the more serious charge of the two that Daniel Penny's facing and can mean up to 15 years in prison if convicted.
In Washington, the word is President Biden is considering preemptive pardons for some prominent names, critics of President-elect Trump who could face retribution once he takes office. House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries.
We've had no communication with the White House as it relates to potential pardons with respect to any sitting members of Congress or former members of Congress.
Congressman and soon-to-be Senator Adam Schiff, one who could be on such a pardon list, says he'd be against it. The government reports 227,000 jobs were created last month, a big improvement over October. CBS News Money Watch correspondent Kelly O'Grady.
If you think about where wages were and where inflation was, if we go back 5 years ago, inflation's rose over 20% since the beginning of 2020. Wages haven't kept up with that. So, yes, it's a good jobs report, but for those folks at home who just aren't feeling it yet, it's going to take time.
More than 300,000 Ram heavy-duty pickup trucks are being recalled because a faulty part could cause braking systems to fail. And more than a million pairs of QVC oven gloves are being recalled due to a burn hazard after dozens of injury reports. Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 110. The NASDAQ is higher. This is CBS News.
Steel holiday savings are here. Find the perfect gift at your local Steel dealer or shop the Steel holiday gift guide at steelusa.com. That's STIHLUSA.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with the quick news update. It's a $3 billion expansion in Kenosha County for Eli Lilly. The pharmaceutical company is adding on to its Pleasant Prairie facility to boost production of diabetes and obesity medications. It'll create 750 new jobs. Construction is set to start next year. A Kenosha High School student appeared in court remotely yesterday after being charged with bringing a loaded gun to school. Prosecutors are trying to transfer the case to adult court. The 16-year-old remains in juvenile detention, facing multiple charges, including making terroristic threats. Racine County voters will head to the polls on December 19th for a special election to choose a new county executive. The election features candidates Wendy Christensen and Ralph Malicki. Early voting options are available. And Burlington has their big Christmas parade today. It'll lead to road closures in that downtown. The parade starts at 6:30 and ends with the mayor lighting the Christmas tree in Wemhoff Square. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Lions win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Ford Field in Detroit, where the Lions beat the Packers again last night, this time 34-31. Lions head coach Dan Campbell gambling on fourth down and converting to kick the winning field goal, leaving no time on the clock for Green Bay to score.
I just felt like we needed to end it on offense, you know, and I did not want to give that ball back, and I believe we could get that. I believe we could convert, you know, and I trusted that old line, and they came through for us.
The Packers fall to 9-4. Could they face the Lions again here in Detroit in the playoffs? Quarterback Jordan Love.
That's one thing that we just got to continue to take it a week at a time, like we always talk about. Obviously, we got a couple games left here, and we're trying to finish on the right note and win out these last couple games and handle business, take it one game at a time, and obviously we'll see what happens postseason time.
NBA, the Bucks are in Boston tonight to play the Celtics. College hoops, Marquette host Wisconsin tomorrow at 12:30 at Fiserv Forum. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy and a little breezy today. We'll get to around 30 this afternoon. The wind west at 15 to 25. Tonight, 23. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 43. Then on Sunday, partly cloudy with a high right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
breaking up.
Timeless hits, WRJN. This being Friday, that means tomorrow morning, Rick Johnson presents the weekend's Capsule Countdown, a fast-paced minute that counts down a year or a theme or a topic or something like that with a capsule, hence the name Capsule Countdown, of great timeless hits. Saturday morning, somewhere between 8:30 and 9:30, WRJN.
Sooner or later, love is going to catch up.
To Pershing Park, local news and timeless hits.
News, timeless hits, great sports too here on WRJN. Now, last night you heard on WRJN the Packers sadly lose by 3 points. A couple nights before that, the Wisconsin Badgers lost by 3 points to Michigan. So another Badger game headed your way tomorrow, and another opportunity for you to hear the Badgers on WRJN as Wisconsin takes on Marquette in Milwaukee. Be listening for the game here. The entire game and pregame available on WRJN.
For over 93 years, family-owned and operated Martin's Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin, has been serving the area with great selection, price, and service. Plus, they're one of the top commercial dealers in the area. So if you're looking for a new vehicle for the family or a new work truck, look no further than Martin Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Union Grove. Stop by and see one of their helpful salesmen or shop them online at martinsgarage.net.
Sunday, December 8th from 11 till 1, Kenosha Area Family and Aging Services Incorporated and X-Golf team up for the annual Holiday Toy Drive. Bring a new unwrapped toy and spread holiday cheer to local kids. Celebrate with Santa Claus, festive fun, food, drinks, and a swing on the cutting-edge golf simulators. Also, don't miss out on the X-Golf gift card sale, simulator package specials, and lesson package discounts. Learn more at xgolfkenosha.com and stop by the lounge off Highway 50 west of Green Bay Road. Sunday, December 8th from 11 till 1 at X-Golf.
The holidays are here, and Ferraro's has the comfort food to keep you warm and cozy. This season of giving, get more for your money. Buy $100 in gift cards with cash, and Ferraro's will throw in a bonus $20 gift card. Don't forget to check out Ferraro's delicious frozen pizzas, perfect for carryout, your next fundraiser, or your festive holiday gathering. Serving up the flavor Racine craves this holiday season. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Beecham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
It's game time. Hardy and Jensen is your MVP for home energy efficiency. Score big savings with triple pane windows and Energy Star rated doors, all qualifying for the Energy Efficient Home Improvement Credit. Choose from steel or fiberglass entry doors and aluminum storm doors, perfect for blocking high energy bills. Don't let rising costs blitz your budget. Visit their showroom on Highway 20 and Racine for your estimate. With Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
It was time to make our own Christmas traditions. For years, we've been trekking to both sets of in-laws, both Christmas dinners. It was just too much. So this year, we started to look for a place to get together in Alexandria, Minnesota. Christmas lights that will light up our kids' faces, a new adventure, create some wonder. It makes us wonder, why didn't we do this sooner?
Start planning your time together in the Lakes area. Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
There's a lot going on here at WRJN, and we want to keep you up to date so you don't miss a thing. From music stories, from news, from contests, to all the events going on around Racine, we'll keep you up to date not only on the air, but with our new WRJN newsletter. Simply go to WRJN.com. You'll find a place to enter your email address, and then we'll start sending you a weekly email to keep you up to date on all things WRJN. WRJN.
chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Taking a fine sight and sing with the strings of my kite. just take your glasses.
From when music was fun. That's Judy in disguise with glasses, an obvious takeoff on Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds from the Beatles that had come out a few days or weeks or months earlier. I'm Dan Marcus. Let's get serious now with an update from Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Lots of jobs and lots of investment are coming to Kenosha County. Pharmaceutical giant Eli Lilly has plans for a $3 billion expansion of its Pleasant Prairie facility. The drug maker is looking to boost production of diabetes and obesity medicines. The project will add 750 highly skilled jobs to the current workforce of over 100 employees. Construction is set to start next year with 2,000 workers hired to build the new addition. Governor Evers praised the project and the region. Between Eli Lilly and Microsoft, there's more than $6 billion of development going on in southeastern Wisconsin. It might be a little bit before our Racine County Wingstop is back to normal. Following up on yesterday's news, it was an 84-year-old woman that drove through the front window of the Caledonia Wingstop on Douglas Avenue yesterday. She and her 89-year-old husband were in the vehicle, and both are okay. The restaurant is still open, but for carryout only at this point. A first-ever calendar featuring artwork by Racine Elementary students will soon be available. The calendar contest, run by the Racine Financial Empowerment Center, ran from April through the summer and accepted entries from kindergarten through eighth grade students. It's an effort meant to spotlight fiscal responsibility among children. Mayor Corey Mason says the students' artwork will not only brighten homes and offices, but will also serve as a reminder of the importance of financial education. Those calendars will be ready for pickup at the library Monday the 16th. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Partly cloudy and a little breezy today. We'll get to around 30 this afternoon. The wind west at 15 to 25. Tonight, 23. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 43. Then on Sunday, partly cloudy with a high right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Wonder I can think at all, and my lack of education hasn't hurt me none. I can read the writing on the wall. Cold or chrome, give us those nice bright colors, give us the greens of summers, makes you think all looks worse in black and white.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. This is Dan Marcus's Wax Museum. And I'm trying to imagine for myself that moment where in 1965, Frank Sinatra, who has sold a gazillion records by that point, walks up to some record company executive and says, "My daughter would like to record a song. Will you record her song? She'd like to record a song, will you?" Who's going to say no to Frank Sinatra? "Well, what's the song about, Frank?" "Well, it's a song about boots." Sure, Frank, yeah. I'm sure they intended to bury it. This song went to number one for Nancy Sinatra. WRJN.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess. You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'. And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing, and you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing, and you keep thinking get burned. Ha! I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah. And what he knows you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, boots? Start walking.
Local News, Timeless Hits, and this group out of Detroit, so they're probably all Lions fans, but I like their music. Here's the Four Tops on WRJN.
Searching for the perfect holiday present? Give the gift of mobility with Easy Mobility Solutions. A Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair can help your loved ones move with confidence and ease, making every outing a breeze. Or bless them with a Power Lift Recliner complete with heat and massage for year-round comfort and independence at home. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, Easy Mobility Solutions is here to make your holidays brighter and more mobile. Visit the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Make Lee's Deli part of your holiday celebrations. Whether it's a festive lunch, dinner, or quick bite, Lee's Deli has you covered with their fresh chef salads and signature subs. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Momo's Supermarket at 1912 52nd Street in Kenosha. Also, stop by the Washington Avenue shop for easy pickup, delivery, and pre-ordering catering options like the famous holiday party trays. Lee's Deli, spreading holiday cheer one meal at a time.
It's the fourth day of the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas. Happy 8 Collectibles at Southridge Mall. Your stop for toys, comics, sports memorabilia, and the second annual HappyCon next weekend. From December 13th through 15th at Southridge Mall, enjoy vendors, gaming, and celebrity guests like WWE Hall of Famer Kurt Angle on the 14th from 11 to 6. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only with the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide Text to Win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win starting Monday morning.
Local news, timeless hits, and great Motown songs, too, like this one from Stevie Wonder. I'm Dan Marcus. This is Dan Marcus's Wax Museum on WRJN.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. Touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Oh, someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Yeah. Once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. Won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. Oh, once I can see this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone who needs me.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.